And now, The View from Washington, an explanation of U.S. policy.
The carnage from the seven-year war in Syria has been unspeakable. Yet UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Mark Lowcock said the last few months have been some of the worst yet for many civilians inside Syria. Take eastern Ghouta, where the Syrian government, with Russian air support, launched a large military operation in February to force the residents into submission and surrender. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, noted that the assault began in spite of a unanimously adopted Security Council resolution on February 24th, calling for a 30-day ceasefire throughout Syria to enable humanitarian aid to reach sick and starving civilians.
History will not be kind when it judges the effectiveness of this council in reliving the suffering of the Syrian people.
A responsible Security Council, she said, would condemn the Assad regime and express outrage that at least 1,700 civilians were killed during a military campaign that the Council demanded come to a halt.
But we cannot. We cannot take these actions because Russia will stop at nothing to use its permanent seat on this Council to shield its ally, Bashar al-Assad, from even the faintest criticism. And we cannot take these actions because instead of calling out how Assad, Russia, and Iran made a mockery of our calls for a ceasefire, too many members of this council wanted to wait.
This should be a day of shame for every member of this council, Ambassador Haley said. For those who think otherwise, the people of Eastern Ghouta deserve an explanation.
That was The View from Washington, an explanation of U.S. policy.